Hello, boys and girls. I hope you're enjoying my stories. I hope, above all, you're getting the application to them, because that's the whole purpose in telling them. My story today is about a missionary by the name of Fred Arnott. He was once traveling through the African jungle, and he was tired and thirsty after walking many miles, so he entered into a hut to rest a little while. The native children gathered around and gazed with deep wonder at the missionary, for they had never seen a white man before. Mr. Arnott had a sweet smile which won the hearts of many boys and girls. They came closer, encouraged by his smile, and at last one little fellow drew near than the rest, and in his own artless manner he gave expression to his puzzled mind. "White man," said the little fellow, "please tell me what river you wash in, and I can wash there too." This opened up the subject dear to the heart of the missionary, so he explained to the little African boys and girls that the color of our skin doesn't make any difference with God, but the color of our hearts do. A white man's heart may be just as black as an African's, but when cleansed by the blood of Jesus, the African's Christian heart will be just as white and pure as that of any white Christian. But he went on to tell them that only the blood of the Lord Jesus could cleanse away sin stains. And the longer we go on in sin, the blacker our hearts will become with sin. The missionary told the little African boys and girls that they should not seek to have their skins white like the white man, but that they should seek to have their souls made whiter than any white man's skin by believing the Lord Jesus, in the Lord Jesus as their Savior, and in His precious blood that was shed on Calvary's cross. Do you know, boys and girls, that's the same message for boys and girls and men and women everywhere. Doesn't matter what color your skin is. It doesn't matter whether you're a boy or a girl. Everybody needs to be washed in the blood of Christ. Everybody needs to be saved. You don't have to be like the white missionaries in order to be saved. You don't have to be like that at all, but you do have to trust in the same Savior that they trust in. Come now, the Bible says, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Why don't you trust the Lord Jesus and let Him wash your sins away even today? Thank you for calling.